Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Terrell. How can we help you today?
Yeah, hi, good morning. How are you? My name is Sean Lentini, and I got an order from you guys, like my monthly subscription thingy, and it didn't come with the books. Do you want the customer number first?
Yeah, what's the number?
352-6928-0001. And I have the order number.
All right. Please hold.
Sure.
Just a second.
Yep.
And verify your address.
70 East Main Street, Marlboro, Mass. 01752, apartment 1.
All right, just a second as I review your account.
Sure. There's a couple of subscriptions on there.
Now, it shows there was an email sent to you about this update. Now, there was an issue with the magazines because there were some supply issues or inventory issues.
Oh.
It says the physical magazines will resume shipping as soon as possible, but they will not receive the ones that have been skipped during this time, and we do not know when.
Okay.
It says there's a digital page for your magazines now. Did you get that email?
No. Oh, I might. You know what? I might have. I didn't look. Hold on.
I'm about to send you another.
So what does that mean? So does that mean they're going digital instead of physical, or like, will I get the physical copy at some point, or?
No, they are going digital for the time being because of the supply issues that are affecting the shipments.
Okay.
These magazines were not available, but it was allowing you to continue to collect your models. So that's
okay.
Why it was shipped out without it.
Okay, so like in the future, so for the ones that you don't have the physical magazines available, you're going to do digital. And then like, is it going to... Am I someday going to get the physical magazine, or is this just like cut out of the subscription permanently?
Now we cannot provide these physical magazines at a later date.
Okay, so I'm never going to get the physical magazines.
No, not for the ones that you just received for the time being.
Okay.
But the physical mags will resume shipping as soon as possible.
Okay, all right. Okay, so they don't plan on ever, like, resume, like, basically I'll never get the physical magazine. So it's like the physical magazines are going to be hit or miss in the future depending on whether or not they're in stock or not in stock, or if you can produce them or can't, is how it's going to go down?
Yeah, it's also saying we unfortunately cannot provide these physical magazines at a later date. So they are only digital for now.
That's weird. Okay. Huh.
Yeah, I'm going to send you an email with that link to the digital page as well.
Yeah, thanks.
And I'm sorry about that inconvenience.
Yeah, it's just strange because, like, I really enjoy the physical copies, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
And I collect them and stuff, and it's, like, part of the whole experience, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, you are right, and I do understand that frustration. I wish I could do something about that, but unfortunately, they will resume shipping as soon as the inventory is available.
Okay. Oh, so maybe someday the magazines will be back in inventory, and then I will get it, like, in a year or two. Is that a possibility?
Now, knowing Eagle Moths, they usually rectify their wrongs, so it's possible.
Okay. All right. Cool. I mean, you're right. Like, they usually do. It might take a while, but
they real, real good on that. So they will try their best.
Okay. So I have one more question. Actually, two more questions. One's kind of a weird one that I get different answers for every time. But the first question is, so I got the. You know how the subscriptions come with the free gifts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got the 6 month or so gift, and then it skipped the year gift, and then I got the 18 month gift. It seems like. So basically, is it still have the back order for? I just want to make sure the back order for the All Good Things Star Trek ship is there, because I got the Borg cube, and that was, you know, I was really looking forward to that one, but I am also looking forward to the All Good Things ship at, you know, someday, so I just want to make sure that it's still, like, the IOU thing is there, because I never got a physical IOU for it, so.
Okay. And you said it's called the All Good ship?
All Good Things. It's the
All
Star
Good
Trek.
Things?
Yeah, it's the Enterprise D All Good Things model.
Oh, okay. You mean the future Enterprise D?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do see that. Yeah, there was a excuse me. I'm sorry. There was a IOU sent, so that means that will ship out even if you choose to cancel in the future.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I'm not gonna cancel. I just wanted to make sure that. Yeah, I don't think I got an IOU because I usually save them. So maybe it went to the email or something.
It says on the May 28th, 2021 shipment. It was inserted.
All right. Well, I don't.
But it's okay. I do understand if it wasn't.
Yeah, I don't think I got one, but that's okay. I kind of keep the IOUs, too, because I think they're cool. I've never seen a company give you an IOU.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they send up when they don't want to hold up your shipments, basically.
Right. I love it.
But yeah,
right.
This is the only company that do it.
Yeah, man. It's like the weirdest. And you know how, like, weird stuff is collectible as hell. So it's like, I want more IOUs. Like, what?
Yeah, that might be a collector's issue.
Exactly. Who the hell knows 20, 30 years from now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I have some cars like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, all right. And then my one final question is, they're not allowed, like, if I didn't get the IOU, are you allowed to put a little note in and send another IOU? Like, is that possible?
No, we didn't have that option.
Okay, no worries. No
I'm
worries.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. That's cool. I had one more question. Let's see, the All Good Things. What was the other? Shit, I might have forgot. Okay. So when I very first signed up, right, a couple years ago, it was supposed to be the premium version of the subscription, and it was supposed to be like a buck or two more, and it was supposed to come with, and I believe for like a long time, I was paying for the dollar or two more, and like throughout the course of the subscription, I've asked the customer service people a few times, like, is it, like, am I paying the premium thing? And they said, yeah, you're paying the premium subscription. And originally, it was when I first signed up, they said that I was going to get a total of 8 or 9 of the plaques, because that was like the, you know, that was the premium thingy when I signed up, and I never got any of them. And I just like, and I like one time I asked, they said that, you know, that they're just out of stock and they will be coming. And then one time I asked, they didn't know what the hell I was talking about. And so it's like, I'm just trying to figure out if that is still a thing, or if it's not a thing. Like, is it?
Yeah, I see that there was a IOU sent for the USS Enterprise dedication plaque. Did you receive that one?
I got that plaque, actually. No, these were different. They were like smaller plaques, and they were there was supposed to be like 8 or 9 of them in total. And there, like, it was every few months you were supposed to get one if you were paying the extra money for the premium subscription. And I never got any of them. And then I got mixed information on the thing, you know, on what it was. So I just didn't. I don't know if maybe if you know what I'm talking about. If not, like, I should just let go of this idea altogether.
Yeah, you referring to the premium items, right? The plaques?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm reviewing. I'm seeing a few of them. I'm going in order. It shows a few of them were sent out. Did you receive some?
I never got any of them. Oh, I got the I got the, like, the USS Discovery plaque, the USS Enterprise plaque, and the Shenzo plaque. And, like, the Discovery and the Shenzo, I don't even think I was supposed to get, because I don't have the Discovery thingy. And I called, and they said, don't worry about sending them back. I did get the USS Enterprise plaque, which was, like, you know, one of the free gifts that are with the thing anyway. But that's not the, those aren't the extra, like, the little plaques that I paid extra for. Those are different.
Now, it's saying that you are not a premium member?
Now it's saying I'm not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? I have receipts that say I was.
Yeah, according to this, it's a no for a premium.
That's really weird, because for a long time I paid the premium fee.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that premium that was selected at that time. You just show that you have the regular.
Let me see if I can't find a specific. I mean, I can go. I have all my receipts from the whole thing at the beginning. All right, you know what? I'm going to let you go so you can go take somebody else, and then I'm going to thumb through all my receipts and find all the ones that say the premium. Because I know that I'm premium on the build-up. It does have the premium on the build-up, right? Because that I'm definitely paying for.
Hold on, I could check and see. Hold on just a second.
Yep.
Hold on.
Sure.
Did you have that the other account number?
Yeah. Hold on. I got it. Okay. 5787203001.
All right, thank you. And yes, you are a premium member on this one.
Okay, cool. Now, like, is that some, okay, let's say that I am not a premium member, right? Is that something that I can add now and get those plaques?
No. Once the account is created, we couldn't change the premium status.
Okay. All right. All right, so I'm going to let you go. I'm going to have to find something that proves that I did sign up for that so I can, because I know I did originally. All right, but I got to find it in writing before I can complain about it.
Yeah, when I was looking at it, it shows that you are eligible to receive those premium items still, even though you were not a premium member. So It still has it in your details.
So
you
how
will.
Do I do that?
So you will still receive your plaques only when they are available.
Oh, okay. Oh, so maybe it was like a premium like when I signed up and like it maybe it ran through the whole thing and now that's not like a thing anymore. So that could be.
Yeah, I could check and see if that particular collection had the premium. Yeah, some collections don't have the premium or it's automatic.
And I'm pretty sure
included.
I paid like a couple bucks extra for like a lot for like, you know, for months in the beginning.
Hold on just a second. Let me review.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, for the starships, there's no premium. You'll just be eligible to receive everything. Yep.
All right, cool. All right, no worries. If I can find something with something in black and white on it, then I'll call you guys back. If not, I'll just let it go.
Oh, sure. Yeah, give us a call back if you have any other questions.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, man. You've been a big help.
Oh, you're welcome. Was there anything else I could help you with as well?
No, that's it.
All right. And thanks for calling Eagle Moss. And please hold for that short one-question survey after this call. And take
okay.
care.
Thanks. Yep.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.